Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. The Outlaw here. It's Friday, September 4th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, Bowling Green is conducting a free drive-through COVID testing site at Pioneer Park. Testing will take place starting September 2nd until September 8th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and also 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nickerson Ulrich Building at Pioneer Park, 2820 Picnic Lane in Zolfo Springs. If you're using a GPS, your closest destination is the Hardy County Wildlife Refuge at 650 Animal Way. For more information, call 863-773-4161. Your local events tonight, your Hardy Wildcats will play a home game against the Port Charlotte Pirates at 7:30 p.m. Remember to practice social distancing. Come on out and support your Wildcats. We'll have live coverage of this game, and you can listen online at 1021theoutlaw.com or locally 1310 a.m. and 102.1 FM. The Bulls and Bands Bash is tomorrow at the Arcadia All-Florida Championship Rodeo. Live bands, freestyle bullfighting, and barbecue dinners. Tickets are $25 now and $30 at the gate, so get them now. You can get tickets by calling 863-494-2014. Once again, 863-494-2014. VIP tables are $500. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Mosaic Arena. Gates open at 4 p.m. Your jobs in Hardy County. One Hope United in Sebring is looking for a family finder. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and 1 to 2 years of experience in child welfare work. Innovar Structures in Wauchula is urgently looking for a framer. Requirements include 2 years of framing carpentry experience, blueprint reading skills, the ability to lift heavy equipment, use common hand and power tools, and daily attendance to interviews. Winn-Dixie in Wauchula is looking for a grocery clerk. Qualifications include the ability to read, write, and speak English proficiently, as well as understand and follow English instructions, work authorization in the U.S., and a successful passing of pre-employment screenings is required prior to hiring. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, look at your local weather plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
First National Bank of Wauchula has the innovative financial solutions to help either start or expand your business. Our banking decisions are made locally. First National Bank of Wauchula is the best alternative to big corporate banking. First National Bank of Wauchula, where customer service and small business partnerships are made. Stop in today.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy with a haze. Temperature 90 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 63%. Heat index 101. Winds calm. Visibility is 6 miles. And the altimeter read 30.09 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%, heat index values up to 110. Tonight, mostly clear with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Saturday, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Heat index values up to 107. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Heat advisory in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. Your chance of rain 20% for game time tonight, so let's hope it stays clear on that field. Once again, if you didn't catch it earlier, you can listen to the game on 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310, FM 102.1, and if you're not in Hardy County and you still want to hear the action, 1021theoutlaw.com. Visit our website, click on that player, and you can hear us anywhere. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program has distributed more than 75 million boxes of food in support of American farmers and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this week, President Trump announced an additional up to $1 billion will be added to the program while the economy continues to reopen. Perdue says each of these milestones required hours of hard work and dedication for everyone in the supply chain. A recent announcement by the World Organization for Animal Health and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations calls for a global response to African swine fever. The three primary objectives, according to agrimarketing.com, are to improve the capability of countries to control ASF, establish an effective coordination and cooperation framework for the global control of ASF, and facilitate business continuity and ensure safe production and trade to protect food systems. China is stepping up its purchase of U.S. farm exports, but will not meet the sales goals of the Phase 1 agreement. In their quarterly forecast, USDA analysts say China, the farm sector's number one customer before the trade war, will remain in third place behind Canada and Mexico. According to agriculture.com, USDA estimates ag exports to China will total $14 billion this fiscal year and $18.5 billion in fiscal 2021, short of the $36.6 billion Phase 1 calls for.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of The McGregor Company. Our success depends on those we serve being successful.
I'm Jeff Anderson. We live just south of Pullman. With NSERV, we're not top dressing in the spring anymore. We're applying all of our fall fertilizer in the fall. It's keeping it in the ground for the plant to use when it needs it in the spring. And so it's saving us another trip over the field.
It takes so much to raise a successful crop, from seed to nutrition, protection, and technology.
With NSERV, the wheat's getting it rather than the wheat.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Annie's Project is a nonprofit that provides educational programs to strengthen women's roles in the modern farm enterprise. Doris Mold is the co-CEO of Annie's Project Foundation.
Really want to help people become better business partners and help them network and manage and organize critical information. So we have a national board of directors. This is a national nonprofit. It's recognized across the United States as really being a key organization in enhancing the well-being of women in agriculture.
The organization would like your help in informing the future direction of programs that support women in agriculture by taking the Agriculture Women's Community and Leadership Survey. Results will be used to help design programs to expand women's involvement in agriculture. The deadline, though, is this Monday, September 7th.
And so the survey that we've got going on now is another step in that direction, is to develop some leadership programs that can take place perhaps on both a local, state, regional, and national level.
The organization already has a presence in 30 states around the country. They're completely dedicated to education and don't require membership. To complete the survey to advance women in agriculture, visit www.anniesproject.org.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
And now for our business news and sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. job market is rebounding from the depths of the coronavirus pandemic. The government reports employers added close to 1.4 million jobs last month, the unemployment rate falling sharply to 8.4%. London-based Virgin Atlantic has completed a $1.6 billion restructuring plan, cutting 1,150 jobs. The airline is rebuilding following devastation caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Virgin Australia's creditors have agreed to sell that troubled airline to Boston-based Bain Capital. The deal will see the carrier cut some 3,000 jobs and end many of its international flights. Wall Street sharply lower at mid-morning, a day after a huge slump in tech companies caused the market to suffer its biggest drop since June. U.S. markets closed Monday for Labor Day. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with NBA playoff action from yesterday. It was Toronto edging Boston at the buzzer 104-103. The Clippers got the better of Denver by a much wider margin, 120-97. In other NBA news, the Brooklyn Nets have hired Steve Nash as their coach, putting the Hall of Fame point guard in charge of the team that hopes to have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving together next season. Nash is a two-time MVP as the engineer of the high-scoring Phoenix Suns teams under Mike D'Antoni. He has been a player development consultant with Golden State, where he worked with Durant. The Nets finished the season under Jacques Vaughn, who will remain on staff as Nash's lead assistant. Memphis guard Ja Morant is the runaway winner of the NBA Rookie of the Year Award for 2019-20. He's the first Grizzlies player to win the award since Pau Gasol back in the 01-02 season. This is SRN Sports. In NHL playoff action yesterday, it took two overtimes, but the Flyers got by the Islanders 5-4. Vancouver clobbered the Golden Knights by a 4-0 score. In Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League, it was the Astros over Texas 8-4, White Sox 11, Kansas City 6. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox by a 6-2 score. Oakland and Seattle postponed. In the National League, Pirates 6, Cubs 2. The Phillies edged the Nationals 6-5. Dodgers 5, Arizona 1. Two games in interleague play. It was the Mets over the Yankees 9-7 and the Angels blanked San Diego 2-0. Meanwhile, in NFL news, Cam Newton is officially the new starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. A person familiar with the situation says Newton was announced as the starter during a team meeting. The move was expected after the 2015 MVP outperformed second-year man Jared Stidham. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: to be sure of hitting the target, shoot first and call whatever you hit the target. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We'll see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.